Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Wednesday with me, Richard Jones. And today the news from Stirling Bull Sales was strong sale yesterday with 168 Charolais sold to average an all-time high for the breed at 7,650. That's up by 23% on last year. 34 bulls made 10,000 guineas or more, and the reserve overall champion topped out at 25,000 guineas, closely followed by senior champion at 22,000 and a couple more at 20,000. Auctioneer David Leggett said that the record prices were a reflection of the fact that Charolais crosses, both steers and heifers, averaged 10% higher prices in the sale ring than other continentals. Now, it's been an amazing start to the sale year for beef cattle of all types, and one factor which is affecting the price is the ongoing TB crisis down in England and Wales, with TB itself causing 25,000 cattle to be slaughtered in 2010 alone. The emotional issue of badger culling to try and control TB took a new twist yesterday, with a badger conservation group carrying out door-to-door leaflet drops lobbying against the proposed cull, which is due to start in August this year. But back to today, and we're taking another quick look at bed and breakfast enterprises in farmhouses and cottages with Andy Woodward from Farmstay UK. He's telling us today how a stay on a farm can improve city dwellers' understanding of the ways of the countryside.
We've been very lucky. We were approached a little while ago by Aardman's people who have shorn the sheep, and they were very keen for us to help get children onto farms. We've done a great kids welcome pack for people to help their children have a better experience, understand what's going on. And we're doing a lot of work with actual farmers in helping them interpret what they see every day. And as they stroll up the lane, they're probably recognising which particular birds or which particular flowers are in their hedgerows, but actually helping people who are coming out understand what's there as well.
And just to remind you that Andy will be back in the Highlands in March, encouraging more farmers to get involved with B&B. And finally, there's news of the revival of the Inverness and North District Blackface Sheep Breeders Association. Kevin and Maggie Hunter have been in touch, telling us that they've got a stock judging night for blackfaces on Thursday night at Dingwall Mart, 7:30 start. All are welcome. According to Kevin, they had a great night last year and wants as many as possible to come along and join in the light-hearted fun. That's tomorrow, 7:30 at Dingwall Mart. But for me, that's all for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.